In Venezuela, today was Inauguration Day for President Hugo Chavez. Foreign diplomats and three presidents showed up, and thousands of Chavez supporters flooded the streets outside the presidential palace. But Chavez himself didn't show. He's still in Cuba, incapacitated after cancer surgery. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story from Caracas.
As in all inaugurations, the scene was carefully choreographed. There was folkloric, guitar-laden music and the salsa that's much beloved in Venezuela. On a huge stage sat Venezuela's top leaders who gave speeches, and so did the presidents of Bolivia and Nicaragua. There were also countless people like Florencio Rondon. He's 67 and came carrying a sign, much like all the others people held. It said, "I am Chavez." He's not here, but we're all here as if he were with us, Rondon says. He is the greatest thing we have. He may not be here, but he lives in our hearts. The level of support on the streets reflected the strong backing Chavez's government still has after 14 years and three terms in office. On Inauguration Day, as on other big days in Venezuela's political calendar, Chavez usually gives a booming revolutionary speech from the balcony of the Miraflores Palace. Today, though, he's in Cuba still. He left for Havana a month ago for a complex cancer surgery, and he hasn't been seen or heard from since. The government says he remains the president, even though the Constitution says he has to be sworn in today for a fourth term. The president's absence has generated what opposition leaders have been calling an institutional crisis.
El 10 de enero termina un gobierno y comienza otro gobierno. Lo hemos dicho nosotros también.
Earlier this week, opposition lawmaker Julio Borges said one government ends and another is supposed to begin on this date. And if Chavez can't be here, Borges says, an official absence must be declared and an interim leader must take over. The controversy dominated Venezuela this week. In a speech in the National Assembly, Borges asked, "Who's governing Venezuela?" Chavista lawmakers quickly responded, drowning out Borges and yelling the president's name. Lawmakers then voted to give Chavez the time he needs to get better and return to take the oath of office. And on Wednesday, the Supreme Court ruled that the delay was fine.
No es necesaria una nueva toma de posesión.
The president of the court, Luisa Morales, says there's no need now for a swearing in because he's a re-elected president, winner of an October election. The court argued that there's continuity from one government to the next and that the swearing in is a formality.
Los que mueren por la vida no pueden llamarse muertos.
Back in front of the presidential palace, Edinson Romero, who's 22, said he came to show his support for Chavez and his self-styled revolution. He's a sitting president elected by the people, says Romero. He said it's the same government, so the swearing in can wait. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.